Hello everyone, today I would like to talk about some news. I actually started my Patreon podcast talking about weekly news, some of the stories that I picked up from Reddit and other social media forums, and mostly talking about privacy and security events and issues. Today is such a day where I need to talk about an event that happened or was reported on July 6th, 2023, and it's coming from France. This is broadly related to all of my privacy and security tutorials, and one of the main justifications behind all of the tools that I've been recommending. The justification being that the government is looking for new ways of violating people's privacy in the disguise of national security and catching criminals, and they're expanding that goalpost. They're always pushing it further and further, asking more. The very first justification, obviously, was the national security anti-terrorism cause. That would be the Patriot Act, by which many of these other nations were inspired by, and they enacted their own versions of this. Now, not every country is equal here. Some jurisdictions, like Germany, for instance, are generally better than others, like the United States or Australia or the UK. What seems to be going on here is that we have a jurisdiction of the lovely country of France, and France has never been particularly amazing at privacy, you know, regulation-wise. They were part of the Nine Eyes Alliance, which is an expansion of the original Five Eyes Alliance, which included all the English-speaking countries. And they are also a NATO member, and they also heavily infiltrate other countries, their post-colonial legacy, with their own espionage apparatus, which is a lot to say about this country. It is a superpower, they have nuclear weapons, and they do have a massive terrorist problem, probably more than the United States itself, because they're a lot closer geographically wise to many of the countries where these terrorist organizations are operating in, and they have direct geographical and geopolitical influence in these countries, such as Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, and much of the African continent. So what is going on here in France is actually quite puzzling. There is an article that I'm going to link in the description of this episode. The title says, France passes bill to allow police remotely activate phone, camera, microphone, and spy on people. Let me go ahead and read about this from this article to you. A bill that would allow police in France to spy on suspects by remotely activating cameras, microphone, including GPS of their phones, has been passed. The bill allows the geolocation of crime suspects, covering other devices like laptops, cars, and connected devices, just as it could be remotely activated to record sound and images of people suspected of terror offenses, as well as delinquency and organized crime. Although the spying provision, which is part of a wider justice reform bill, has been attacked by the left and rights defenders as an authoritarian snooper's charter. The provisions raise serious concerns over infringements of fundamental liberties, stated a French advocacy group promoting digital rights and freedoms, La Quadrature du Net, I guess. You can read the article to get the proper, you know, names. The group cited the right to security, right to private life and to private correspondence, and the right to come and go freely, specifically called the proposal a part of a slide into heavy-handed security. But lawmakers agreed to the bill late Wednesday, as Justice Minister Eric Dupond-Moretti insisted the bill would affect only dozens of cases a year. During the debate on Wednesday, the members of parliament in the camp of President Emmanuel Macron inserted an amendment limiting the use of remote spying to when justified by the nature and seriousness of the crime and for a strictly proportional duration. they noted that a judge must approve any use of the provision while the total duration of the surveillance cannot exceed 6 months. There is more to this article if you want to read it. Of course, you're very welcome and encouraged to look it up at this news yourself and decide for yourself. But here is what I think, and here is my input on this and why I think this is important. Every jurisdiction of all of these superpowers, whether that's the Five Eyes Alliance or their adversaries, are trying to come up with ways to legalize warrantless mass surveillance of their citizens. And they're trying to expand these powers not just to the intelligence arm of the defense of the country, but also to human security, to the police, to your regular local police departments and officers. And we've been told since the very beginning of this entire saga that this would not happen, that this is only for national security and nothing else. But it never stops there. There are plenty of efforts in Europe and elsewhere, in the United States too, to limit and significantly cripple the use and expansion and development of encryption, that is, end-user encryption. All of these efforts are being justified with giving access to law enforcement access to information on suspects. And when we are talking about law enforcement, and we are talking about things like organized crime or delinquency, these are quite vague definitions. I mean, when people hear organized crime, they're probably going to think drug cartels or human traffickers. But, you know, it is really up to the law enforcement officers to discern who is part of that investigation. And then again, what is delinquency? Who is delinquent? That's quite an amazing expansion. What is a bit, you know, positive or redeeming about this bill that just passed? It just passed in France. It's not just an amendment. It's not just like a proposal. It actually is a law now in France. Is that a judge has to be present. In other countries, such as Australia, which I also covered, you would have multiple bills that have been proposed over the years, and many of them have passed. And overall, the quality of surveillance in Australia goes around this idea that anytime police wants to go after a digital communication, they have basically legal right to force a service provider to backdoor a target with a bypass of encryption of any kind. They would be barred from going to the courts about this, and it would be overseen by some kind of a prosecutor or an officer. It would not be going through a judge. In the United States, there is plenty of warrantless mass surveillance, but much of that is done by the intelligence community, which is going to be breaking all kinds of constitutional amendments because they just don't care. The police, however, is quite a bit limited in terms of what they can extract from phones and digital devices. The problem in the United States is that even if there is a judge or a jury, there is this third-party doctrine. The third-party doctrine says that you basically have no expectation of privacy if your communication is being handled by a service provider. So if you are trusting Gmail with your emails and the police goes to Gmail, they don't have to ask courts, they don't have to have a warrant, they can just go to Gmail, order them to give up all of the information they have access to, and they will, Google will have to give them, the police, all of your emails in plain text, because they have access to all of your emails in plain text. Their emails are encrypted, your passwords are salted and protected, etc., on their server, but they have the keys, so they can unlock those encryption doors and invite the police in. And that's how it works. That's how it works with Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, all of these companies in pretty much every country around the world. Even in Germany, where a recent law I guess 2 years ago, was passed that allowed, finally, the German police to access people's communications that have been handled by a service provider and have not been encrypted by the end user, by the client. Now, what the French police has just been granted is very significant. They can basically just decide on a target, and I'm familiar with these police requests for user data. They are usually called geofence warrants, which means that they have a location where a crime occurred, and then they go to these companies, Google, Facebook, Apple, and they say, "Okay, we have this location. We are looking for everyone's information." We're looking on information on every device and every account that you have that was at this location at this particular time. And that time is not just like a few minutes during which a crime occurred. It could be several hours. It could be even days. And now you would have potentially hundreds, if not even thousands, of unwitting users getting their information accessed by the law enforcement, and it is completely legal. There is nothing unconstitutional about this. Well, perhaps somebody could argue this, but this has been approved by all the courts. This is not going through a judge. This is not going through a warrant. This is just the police going through the company directly. Now, how this is different in France is that there doesn't seem to be this third-party doctrine in place, which is horrible in itself, but it appears that the police could actually even sidestep the third-party doctrine rule and just go to the device directly. How they're going to do that, I'm not entirely sure. You don't really have your local police departments armed with cybersecurity divisions where hackers are constantly looking for zero-day exploits they could infect their targets of investigation with. They perhaps could do this with, I don't know, high-profile targets, which is why their justification was this is going to be just dozens of cases per year, because it is going to be quite expensive to hijack someone's phone like that. You know, Google does not have the ability to just remotely turn on your microphone or camera if you don't give them that permission to do so. If you are using Google Camera to record pictures and then you upload that to Google Drive and it is not encrypted, then yeah, the police can go to Google and say, give us the photos in the drive. But this seems to be quite different. This seems to be that they want to have access to the phone's GPS, their messages, their camera recordings and audio recordings from the microphones directly. And that is very puzzling to me. How are they going to achieve this? But the mere fact they are giving themselves the legal right to do this, and they want the actual like law enforcement to be able to do this, is very, very frightening. I'm really surprised that a country in a European Union would actually go ahead with this. I mean, you could easily do this, like, if you are going after like internationally wanted criminals, drug traffickers, you know, human traffickers or terrorists. I would be very much okay with that level of access on these really specific cases, and it does actually go through some proper judicial process. I feel like that the only redeeming quality about this bill is that there is some say from the judge, but that could easily turn ugly by just having the judge serve as just a giving just big ass rubber stamps on these requests and not really looking into these issues. It could be in bulk. It doesn't even have to be individual, and that way the judges would have tremendous amount of power that they would be giving and handing over to the police in France to just spy on everyone however they want to. The limitation to do this only for 6 months is ridiculous. Like, 6 months is such a long period of time. You're gonna capture a person's entire life, which is kind of crazy, because you could be getting things out of context there. You could be getting their jokes and cordial events with their friends and family, and you could just come up with so much shit on that person. You could probably figure out like hundreds of laws that they have broken over that period of time. So even if your suspect turns out to be completely innocent in terms of the original crime that you were going after them for, you would now have like so much on that person that you could throw an entire book at them and just kill them with it. Yeah, I do think that this bill is way over the line, like many of those that have been proposed in the past in America, in Canada, in Australia, UK, and elsewhere. And I don't know what it's going to have to take in order for people to start doing something against this. Is it going to be possible for some French activist group to go to the European Court of Justice or whatever and try to shut this down at the European level? In the UK, in 2016, there was also a snooper's charter. And while the UK was in the European Union, the European Court ruled that the UK's snooper's charter was actually violating human rights. So they were not allowed to go through that. But after Brexit, they immediately went through it. But now Europe is also trying to do something like this. They are trying to limit the scale of encryption so that it is no longer client-side or what is familiarly known as end-to-end encryption. They want to give some central authority access to the encryption keys, some sort of master key, or some way to bypass client-side encryption so that it can access protected information from targets of surveillance. It is quite schizophrenic, and it's because on one hand you have the GDPR, and it's trying to protect European users from data collection from mostly American companies, but from any company that operates on with European users' data or on European soil. And it sounds noble. It is not it is far from perfect, but it is probably better than nothing, which is in most of the United States, let's say. But now when they're pushing for these laws, I really feel like France is becoming a testing ground. Now, the French are very well known for going up into the streets and burning shit up whenever the government does something they don't like. But it appears that nobody is currently protesting against this particular bill passing. So, do people not care anymore? Did everybody forget the NSA Snowden leaks? I mean, when people are protesting in the streets and they're burning up stuff and they're throwing Molotov cocktails at the police, do they not expect to have the police go after them with all of the surveillance tools that they have at their disposal, taking absolutely full advantage of the capacity that they have been granted with by this new law? Because if you want to protest your government, if you ever want to voice your opinion, if you ever are in opposition, laws like this are going to be used against you. They are going to be used against the people who are in opposition to the status quo, to whatever is currently going on, whatever bills or proposals are currently being discussed. That's where those in power are going to use their capabilities against their opposition. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is what happens all the time. It's supposed to be a bug, but it is really a feature of the system. The system is always going to have an abuse of power, because when you give someone enough power, it is going to be extremely hard for them to resist the urge to abuse that. That's the reason why you should not give one person so much power. That's why we have three branches of the government. It's one of the justifications behind it, so that you don't have a king with absolute power who can decide who is the criminal, how they should be punished, and why they should be punished. You know, you have the legal branch, the executive branch, and you have the judicial branch, and they're all supposed to be independent for this reason. But surveillance is bridging those divisions together. It is breaking that power compartmentalization, because you are going to have a single body or single class of entities or authorities that are going to converge together, and they're going to have access to everyone's information. And all of these different branches of governments are going to be turning to this central authority, central body. It does not have to be institutionalized. It's in the form of all these corporations who are providing our services that we are using. It's in the form of that information being somewhere in some databases. And then those in power are just going to have endless access to that information, do with that whatever they want to, because if the citizens are not looking, if the citizens are not trying to oversee how much power their rulers have, that's when ugly things happen. Or it could happen. So I'm really wondering if this is going to expand. And my prediction is that, yes, this is going to expand into other countries. My guess is that if we do not include UK in Europe anymore, this is going to expand into Italy, into Spain, into Scandinavian countries. I think Germany is going to be a bit more cautious about this, but eventually they are going to get there in 10 years' time at most. And it will be very much normalized that police will be breaking into people's phones, into suspects' phones, and even for people who are going to be completely innocent with regards to a particular reason for a particular investigation, they're just going to find so much stuff in people's private lives that the incarceration rates are going to just quadruple within months. That's my, you know, like probably within years, you know. But that's just my estimation. But only after these laws are properly enacted. So let's see what the future holds ahead of us. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good one and goodbye.